We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chad Chambers rocking it out. Back from the break. As we continue this morning, 869-1240 on the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. Brian Haney will join us at the top of the hour, about 30 minutes away. As you, I hope you understand, there's going to be constraints on conversation regarding the melee last night. I mean, I think that you can appreciate that, obviously. But we'll
look. The guy that handled it the best after the fact, and that's the only way you can handle this well, was Bill Self's comments. I thought he was spot on.
He handled it straight ahead, didn't he? Straight ahead.
Didn't deflect blame. Didn't place blame. Called it an embarrassment. Said it was showed zero signs of toughness. Listen to his post-game or read the transcript. He was 100% correct on what happened last night. And he was and his guys were a part of it. And he was right in the middle of it, too, by the way, trying to pull his everybody was trying to pull everybody off of everybody else. But, just an ugly scene at Allen Fieldhouse in an otherwise not very competitive game, which, again, I know that's a sign of disrespect, DeSouza standing over a player laying on the ground. I get that part of basketball. But, man, everybody's fuse was so short that thing got out of control before you even could blink. And anyway, Bruce's point.
Why?
30 minutes from now we'll talk to Brian Haney, but there's only so much he can say about this until punishments are handed down. So – before we get to the Shockers game last night, they won. Our very own Jeffrey Flanagan is reporting that, according to a source, Alex Gordon and the Royals have officially done the deal. 1 year, $4 million, so he'll be back. And maybe the most interesting part about that deal is, not that it's 1 year for $4 million, which, finally, Alex is affordable. he's waived his 10-5 clause, so he can be traded. And all the while I don't want to say all the while, but it was pretty much understood that Alex just wanted to be with the Royals and that's it. Well, he's re-upped for another year to be their left fielder, but if the time comes and he's valuable enough to someone else, he's waived that, 10-5 clause, which is a no-trade clause. When you've been in the big leagues for 10 years and with one team for five, you can waive or you can block a trade, but he has waived that right. So, as Jeffrey said a couple days ago, that pretty much puts a bow on the Royals starting lineup except for a couple of the pitching spots at the end of the rotation.
About to turn 36. And still a very good – he had actually had a pretty decent year ago.
He was fine, yes. And especially when you consider his defense. He was a above replacement player.
Yep.
Except for the Royals were totally getting gouged because of his monster contract, which was no fault of his own. But now he's probably about – that's probably about what he's worth. All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very reasonable.
So – are the Shockers out of the woods yet? They won a game, so it felt better, but they still only shot 36.5% last night in Tampa.
Bing, ding, 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 ding. That's why they aren't quite out of the woods yet. That's a game last night. If they shoot the ball, they win by, what, 20? You know, I thought, how about the call on Dexter Dennis yesterday, by the way? That's a solid. Dexter Dennis, I thought, was good yesterday and or last night. As good as we've seen him.
I thought Eric Stevenson would break out, so I couldn't have been more wrong about that. He got two quick fouls in the first half, and he didn't even – well, I'm sorry. I was going to say he didn't even attempt a shot. Toward the end, he actually made a shot and had 5 points. So I was off on that. I didn't – if you'd have told me Eric Stevenson's going to have 5 points, I would have said, they're going to lose again. But
– well, I mean, they haven't had what? They haven't had 55 now or 56 in three straight games. So that's a bit of an issue. So the bounce back, I think, needs to – for me, it needs to be, okay, good, fluid, offensive effort. They had, what, 10 assists on 19 baskets. So, you know, they shared the ball reasonably well.
Protected the ball. Yeah, that was the key.
Protected the ball very well. Yep. That was great progress. That was really good progress. Yep. They took care of the basketball against a team – that tries to live off turnovers and turning you over.
Yep.
So from that standpoint, positive steps were taken.
Points off turnovers. Yeah. Shockers were plus 10.
Is nice.
Greg said this after the game, and I think maybe this should be the bottom line of the game. Yeah, you can be concerned about Wichita State shooting, 36.5 and scored 56 points. USF had 12 baskets the whole game.
Exactly.
That's a staggering number to hold a team to 12 baskets.
They defended and they rebounded. You know, and that's where any bounce back starts. I mean, if people are going to and shame on me, I mean, the first thing out of my mouth is, you know, you'd like to have more flow offensively and score. But the baseline is, did you rebound and did you defend? And they checked both boxes last night.
They did. And if you were worried about selfishness and who's going to get theirs and hero ball, which were all topics of discussion after the Houston loss, I would assume that went out the window with the effort on defense by everybody.
Yeah.
So
it was a strong defensive effort.
Yeah. Field goals are going to come and go, but your effort on defense and on the board shouldn't. And – like you said, they checked those boxes and they got out of there with a win. Look, you can still hold out some concern with their shooting, and that's fair. But if you win a game on the road in the league, you make no apologies in any manner. Just get out of there.
And you held them to what? 40? What was it? 41 points?
43.
Okay, 43 points. Okay. Yeah, I think I'll go hit the plane and take my W with me.
Yep. Let's get out of here.
That's good stuff.
No doubt.
Good stuff. I mean, obviously, you'd like to be percolating at a little higher level across the board. You want all three phases. You want to share the ball. You want to defend. You want to rebound. You want to score the ball. You want to have everything percolating. But as you often say, as I say, other teams trying.
The other guys are trying, too.
Other teams trying to take it away. So they're 16-3. And they come home for a game that is winnable on Saturday in a bid to get to 17-3. You know, Shane, I don't know about you, but I don't think too many of us, if you'd have been asked in October, would you take a 17-3 start, would have shook a stick at it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have taken it immediately. Now, you can argue about the way that they've gotten here, but we'll see.
Yep. All right,
we'll see.
869-1240, again, is Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Austin, you want to get back to the KU ugliness for a second?
Yes, and then I also have a comment on Dexter Dennis also.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I know it's very competitive in college basketball, but even if a guy steals the ball from you with 5 or so seconds left, why not just let him lay the ball up or do what he's going to do? You're going to win by double digits anyway.
That's easy for us to say. We're not out there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with D'Souza, you know, slapping it deep. And I would have rather him not done the whole stand over him, that crap. But, you know, okay, fine, I guess. If you know, I mean, he paid for that, and he's going to pay for a lot more because it obviously escalated. But you can't – and I'm not saying that it was – I mean, everybody has complicity in this thing, in my estimation.
And to me, that's just easy for us to say because we're not out there. Yeah, you should have let him go, right. But – Yeah, you know, but, what are you gonna, you can't just sometimes you can't just turn it off, and I'm sure DeSosa was pissed. So what
guys
what,
have problems doing that in a Y game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's your comment about Dexter just, Dennis, Austin?
Yeah.
And I actually think whenever Dexter Dennis left the team and came back, I think it benefited him really well. I think he's playing a lot better on defense and shooting, getting there also. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on whether you thought him leaving the team and coming back actually benefited him in the long run.
I suppose that chapter's yet to be written because until last night, his shooting was just about as bad as it was before he left. But I'm glad you brought up his defense because that part of his game has always been a I don't know if it's underrated because I think we all know what kind of defender he is. But if you're not there, if you're not quote-unquote all there, then your concentration would probably lapse when you're on defense because you're not making shots. And it looks to me like that's not the case now that he's back. So playing armchair psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever, yeah, I would say he has come back not maybe better than ever, but better than he was as far as helping this team. Now, far be it for me to try to climb between his ears and to proclaim him well now or better or...
You take Dexter Dennis last night in every game the rest of the season.
100%. 12 points, 5 rebounds.
12 and 7. Great, very good defensively. Yes. No question.
Yeah, plus 11
you would,
when
you would
he's
take
on the
that line.
Yep.
No question at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man. What a...
Well, we said this yesterday about the Sharks. They are in a four-game stretch where every game is winnable. They took a good first step in making that happen last night. You win on the road, and you win relatively comfortably, right?
Impose their will. That kind of
impose their will.
Game. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a piece of art.
No.
But it's a really nice win, and you come back home, and you're going to be favored against a UCF team that if you play well, you'll win the game.
Yep. Like I said,
then
a couple
you go
games
to Tulsa,
ago,
and then just, you come home for Cincinnati.
Just play normal. What will the Shockers look like if they just play normal? They haven't played normal in three games, but they won last night not being normal. So I guess that's a step in the right direction. If you're normal against UCF, you should probably beat them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So,
I would agree. All right, 9:41. It is time for the Syndio Twitter question. It's brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts. That's coming up next. Brian Haney in about 19 minutes or so to talk all things KU, at least to the extent that we can talk about it with him. That's all as we continue to go straight ahead. Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.